Chapter 1. The Hat. One grey morning, the first snow began to fall in the Valley of the Moomins. It fell softly and quietly, and in a few hours, everything was white. Moomin Troll stood outside his house and watched the snow. "Tonight," he thought, "we'll go to bed and sleep all through the winter." All Moomin Trolls go to sleep about November. This is a good idea if you do not like the cold and the long, dark winter. "The snow has come," Moomin Troll said to his mother. "I know," said Moomin Mama. "I've made all our beds." The Moomin family and all their friends had a small meal. Then they said goodnight and went to bed. The snow fell more heavily and nearly covered Moomin House. The clocks stopped. Winter was here. The first bird of spring arrived in Moomin Valley at 4 o'clock in the morning. He sang his little song, and then he flew away to the east. Moomin Troll woke up and lay in his bed for a long time. "Where am I?" he thought. "Oh, I remember." Moomin Troll still felt tired, and he tried to go back to sleep. But then he saw that Snufkin's bed was empty and that his hat was not there. "Where is Snufkin?" he thought. He went to the window and looked down. He could see the rope ladder. "Oh, Snufkin has gone out of the window." He climbed out of the window and went down the rope ladder. He stood at the bottom and listened. He could hear music. Snufkin was playing his happiest song on his mouth organ. Moomin Troll began running towards the music. Snufkin was sitting on the bridge over the river.
"Hello,"
said Moomin Troll, sitting down next to him.
"Hello to you," said Snufkin, and he started playing his mouth organ again.
They sat there for a while, feeling happy. They could remember many strange adventures on this river and meeting lots of new friends there. Moomin Troll's mother and father were always happy for these friends to come and stay. Because of this, Moomin House was quite full. But it was a very happy house. Strange and surprising things often happened there, and nobody was ever bored. Snufkin finished his song and put his mouth organ in his pocket.
"Is Sniff still sleeping?" he asked.
"Yes," said Moomin Troll. "He always sleeps a week longer than the others."
"Then we must wake him up,"
said Snufkin, and he jumped down.
"We must do something special today, because the weather is going to be nice."
They stood under Sniff's window, and Moomin Troll whistled. Three short whistles first, and then a long one through his paws. This meant something is happening. Nothing moved above, so Moomin Troll whistled again. This time, he did it more loudly.
"I'm sleeping," shouted Sniff angrily. "Come down and don't be angry," said Snufkin. "We're going to do something special today."
Sniff got out of bed and climbed down his rope ladder. Moomin Troll, Snufkin, and Sniff
began to walk up the hill. Everywhere, lots of small creatures were waking up after the long winter. Many of them were getting their houses ready for spring.
"Happy spring," said a little mouse. "And how was the winter with you?"
"Very nice, thank you," said Moomin Troll. "Did you sleep well?"
"Fine," said the mouse. "Please say hello to your father and mother for me."
Moomin Troll, Snufkin and Sniff kept walking up the hill. They met more people and stopped to talk to a lot of them. But higher up the hill, they saw fewer people. And near the top of the hill, there were only one or two mice. It was wet everywhere.
"Ugh, horrible," said Moomin Troll. "Snow is never good for a Moomin."
"Listen, Moomin Troll," said Snufkin. "I have an idea. Let's go to the top of the mountain and make a pile of stones. We can show that we are the first ones there."
"Yes, let's go,"
said Sniff, and he started to walk quickly because he wanted to get there before Moomin Troll and Snufkin. When they got to the top of the mountain, they could feel the March wind around them. In the west, they could see the sea. In the east, they could see the river and more mountains. In the north, they could see the great forest. In the south, they could see the Moomin House roof and smoke. And they knew that Moomin Mama was cooking breakfast. But Sniff did not see any of these things, because a hat lay on the top of the mountain. A tall, black hat.
"Someone got here first," Sniff said.
Moomin Troll looked at the hat.
"It's a very special hat," he said. "You should wear it, Snufkin."
"No, no," said Snufkin, because he loved his old green hat. "It's much too new."
"Father might like it," said Moomin Troll.
"Well, let's take it home with us," said Sniff. "I'm very hungry, and it's time for breakfast."
And the three friends went home with the Hobgoblin's hat. It was a magic hat, but the three friends did not know that yet.